Many South Africans say this scene reminded them of the apartheid days. Not since those dark days, they say, had they seen police shooting wildly into a crowd of black workers. But this happened in 2012, when miners held an illegal strike at the Lonmin Platinum Mine in Marikana. They were led by the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union, which challenged the powerful National Union of Mine Workers. Police say that since last year, another 13 union members have been killed, and that many of the slayings happened in broad daylight. Just days before the one-year anniversary, Minister of Police Nati Mtetwa visited the scene of a shooting of a female union representative, who was killed in front of her house. Critics accuse police of not doing enough to solve the crimes, a charge Mtetwa disputes.
No, people have been arrested. And as you know, you must have your facts right. As you know, the Falam Commission released people who police have tracked down and arrested, and those people are at large.
Police spokesman Brigadier Tulani Ngabane said police have formed the Mine Crime Combating Forum, a joint initiative of police, unions, and industry.
These are some of the efforts that are being put to ensure that labor, the communities, the police in the forefront, we all work together to ensure that we bring the necessary peace and stability that is relevant in this area. And we also call the relevant citizens of this area to work with us.
Dozens of residents gave VOA near identical accounts of being harassed and intimidated by union representatives. But few would speak on camera, saying they feared they might be targeted by union-backed thugs. This area was raided just days before by police, and residents say they don't feel safe.
Not at all. Not at all. No, I'm not safe. Even the police don't make me feel safe, because they've come here at night and raid.
This mine worker said he constantly feels threatened.
The security in this place is very poor. Police just show up, kick people's doors in the middle of the night. It's not safe at all. Our lives are at risk.
A year later, there are a few signs of the massive bloodshed that happened on this plane outside the mine. These crosses representing the shooting victims were not here last year. But these 34 deaths are not the only ones that stain the ground of Marikana. Anita Powell, VOA News, Marikana, South Africa.